Hello and welcome to the second video in the Microsoft Azure IaaS Architecture Best Practices for ARM series. I'm Jeff Lankford, a Cloud Solutions Architect with the Microsoft State and Local Government team. In this section, we will be building out the virtual networks in both the West and East regions using the Azure Resource Manager portal. We will then connect these VNets to our on-premises network with VPN connections. The full listing of the videos in this series is listed here. In the next video, we will continue the build-out of our Azure infrastructure by creating the virtual machines. We will continue towards the completion of the full scenario in the videos following this one. This is a graphic depicting our network topology. Since we will be utilizing two separate Azure regions, we will need to create a virtual network in each of them. Once those have been created, we will continue to create two VPN connections, one from the West region VNet to on-premises, and one from the East region VNet to on-premises. Once those have been established, we will also create a VNet to VNet VPN between the West region and East region so that they can talk to one another. Before we begin the creation of these VNets, we need to gather some information about our network. We need to assign IP address ranges that do not conflict with either the other region or our on-premises network. It is recommended to create a range that is larger than you will initially require to allow for additional workloads later. As such, we are going to create two /22 ranges, one for each region. We will then divide these into smaller subnets as shown. Since the servers placed in the DMZ subnet are expected to be fewer than our application and general servers, we are going to allocate a smaller address range for that subnet. You can see here that I've chosen to use the .0 range and make its size a /25. I have also used the .0.240 range for the gateway, which I've sized as a /27 subnet. It is recommended to always use at least a /27 for your gateway subnet so that you can add multiple VPNs and or express route connections to it as required. The remaining information is required for the actual VPN connection setup. It defines the public IP address of your VPN edge device. Additionally, we need to create the address ranges for any on-premises servers that your Azure virtual machines will need to connect to. Those ranges are shown here. Now that we have gathered all of the necessary information about our networks, we can go ahead and start creating the virtual networks. Let's do that now. Okay, here we've logged onto the portal again. You can see that at the dashboard here, it shows where we left off last time at the end of video one, where we created all of the resource groups and the storage accounts. So now we're ready to go ahead and build out our virtual networks. So we're just gonna click on New. Go to networking, and at the top of the list over here is virtual network. Go ahead and click on that. Up comes this blade, it looks fine. Resource manager, that's what we want. Let's go ahead and click on create. And now the blade comes up here, and we're ready to start filling out the base information. So now that we're creating this, we want to make sure that we utilize our consistent naming conventions. So I'm going to call this VNet-West. The address space here, I need to go ahead and put in the proper one. We've allocated 10.20.0.0/22. Click down here. Yep, that's proper range. And you'll see here in the subnet name, you have to put in at least one subnet. I'm going to put in DMZ for this one. If you didn't want to have multiple subnets within an address space, you don't have to. You could just create one big subnet. You can call it whatever you want, and you could make it the same full range here. But because we've decided to split things up into subnets so that we can secure them later with network security groups, I'm going to go ahead and just put the first one in here, which is the DMZ. Now, you'll see down here that this is red, and the reason is the 10.0.0.0, which was the default here, is not correct because that space doesn't match what we've typed in up above. So we need to go ahead and fix that. 10.20.0.0, and we define this as a slash 25 in size. And that gives us 128 addresses. That's the correct subscription. Resource group, we could create a new one here, but remember, we went and pre-created all of our resource groups. So I'm going to choose an existing one. In this one, VNet West, I want to make sure I get in the right resource group, which is resource group West Network. That's correct. Location, West US. All right, that all looks good. Let's go ahead and click on the Create button. It'll go through. It'll validate this information. It'll pop up here and say validating, validation successful. And then if we go over here, deployment started, we'll go ahead and click on the notifications here. And it'll tell us that this deployment has started. And it has now succeeded. So that was very quick. All right. Now that it's there, let's go to all resources. Look down here at the bottom. Here's what we just created. Go ahead and click on that. That's going to bring up this network that was just created. You'll see in here, this is the resource group. This is the location, subscription information. Here's the address space that we assigned to it. And the Azure provided DNS service is the default. We will change that later on, and I'll show you how to do that. But for now, let's go ahead and build out the rest of the subnets. Click on subnets, and you'll see the initial one that we put in there when we created this was the DMZ, and that's 10.20.0.0/25. Let's go ahead and add in the next one. Click on add a subnet. This one is going to be our identity, IDENTITY. And what's the range? You can see that it defaulted to the next full slash 24 range. And in this case, that's what we want, 10.20.0/24. So that's all correct. Network security group, you have the option of adding in a network security group here and a user-defined route table if you want. We're going to go ahead and choose none on both of these for now, because the last video in this series, we're going to go back and we're going to cover network security groups and how to build them to better secure your network. Go ahead and click on OK. Adding subnet. And there it is. There's our identity one. Go ahead and click on add another subnet. Next one is our apps. This one, proper range, because that's the next one in line, 10.20.2.0/24. Go ahead and click on OK. Now that that one's there, let's go ahead and do our last subnet. This one is for servers. And this is 10.23.0.24. That's perfect. That's exactly what we want. Let's go ahead and click on OK. There we go. So these are the four subnets that we wanted to have. These are where we're going to place our virtual servers, virtual machines later on when we build those out. So the last thing that we have to do here is create our gateway subnet. Go ahead and click on gateway subnet. Now this one, you can't change the name. It always defaults to gateway subnet. And now you're going to go ahead and put in the address range. Since we've used all of the address space that we've previously defined, with the exception of 10.20.0.128 and above, that's what it's defaulted to here. And in this case, you could leave it at that if you wanted to. However, whenever you're creating a gateway subnet, it's always recommended that you make it at least a slash 27 in size. This is so that you can add in multiple VPNs, including ExpressRoute, and other devices that can use that gateway, such as a web application proxy or something like that. In this case, let's go ahead and change this to .224, put this at the end of the range, and we'll make it a slash 27. So that gives us 32 addresses that are usable within this gateway subnet. That's ideal. We don't need a user-defined route table on here, so we'll just go ahead and click on OK. It'll take just a second, and it'll go ahead and add that one in as well. And there it is, gateway subnet. Okay. So that's it. We've built out the base virtual network now. Now let's do the same thing for the East. Click on the green plus, go to networking. Top of the list is virtual network. Resource manager deployment model, create. This brings up our first blade. Consistent naming conventions, again, VNet-East. So the first item here, VNet, means that this is your virtual network, and the second one is this is in the East region. So this address space is going to be 10.30.0.0/22. Again, our first subnet that we're going to create is the DMZ, and it is in the range 10.30.0.0/25. Everything else is correct. Let's choose the right resource group. This time it's in East Network. And of course, our location has to match as well. So we'll make this East US. Okay, that all looks good. Everything lines up. Click on create. It'll go ahead and build this one out now. Okay, there we go. Let's go into all resources again. Click on refresh. There it is, VNet East. Let's go ahead and click on that. We'll go into it, and we'll continue to build out the subnets like we did before. Okay, it's updating. All right, this has all of our information in here. This time, this is the resource group. This is in East. Location is East US. This is the address space. Everything else is the same. It looks good. Let's go ahead and go into subnets. Here's our DMZ. All right, let's build out the rest of it. Identity. That's the proper range. Click on OK. Next is apps. 1032, that's correct. All right, last one is servers. 1033, that's correct. And there we go. Now we have our four subnets. Last thing we need to do is add the gateway subnet. Go ahead and click on here. We're going to change the range, put it at the very end, make it 224, and make it a /27. Click on OK. Looks good. There we go. Now the gateway subnet has been added. Okay. So we have now created both our East and our West virtual networks. Let's go here to all resources. Go ahead and close this for now. And we've got all of our storage accounts. We have our two virtual networks. Okay. Now we've got functional virtual networks that we could add virtual machines to if we wanted to. We're not quite ready for that though, because what we want to do is make sure that these networks can connect to our on-premises networks, especially initially. You'll need that to join those machines to the domain. So we're going to go ahead. Next thing we do is add a gateway. Click on the plus, go down to networking, scroll down the list here, and you'll see there's a virtual network gateway. Let's go ahead and click on that. So our virtual network gateway, in using our consistent naming conventions again, this is VNet-West-GW for gateway. And now we're going to specify, what is it? Is this express route? Is this VPN? We're building out VPNs for this. So this is a VPN, and your VPN type, it's either route-based or policy-based. This is going to depend on your Edge VPN device. Some support both policy-based and route-based. Some support policy-based only. So you'll need to make sure you choose the proper one. In this case, I'm going to choose route based. That is the preference. All of your advanced Azure networking functions utilize route-based routing instead of policy-based. So if you can, that's the preferable one. Now you have three different choices here in your SKU, your size. So you can do basic, you can do standard, or you can do high performance. So basic is up to 100 megabits. Standard, also up to 100 megabits. High performance is up to 200 megabits. In this case, we're just going to go ahead and choose standard. Now let's choose the virtual network that we're going to connect this to. Now this is VNet West Gateway, so we don't want to make it there. Ooh, why did this show up? How come this is VNet East is my only choice? That's because down here, the last location that I used was East US, so that's what it left in here. We need to go ahead and change this. Go down to West US. Close this one. Now we can go back here, choose the virtual network, and you'll see, because I'm in this region, it'll only pick the proper virtual networks. That's the one that I want. Okay. Now it's asking me for a public IP address. I need a public IP address on the Azure side so that you have, when you configure your on-premises VPN device, you have to be able to point to the public IP of Azure. So we're going to go ahead and create a new public IP address here. And we're going to follow the same naming convention, VNet West Gateway, but in this case, at the end, we're going to type in IP. So this signifies this is the IP address of this gateway. Go ahead and click on OK. All right. You'll see it says new, so it's going to go ahead and create that for us. Subscriptions correct. Resource group is correct. Location is correct. Let's go ahead and click on create. It'll go ahead and validate that. Validation is successful, and the deployment has started. Now, it typically takes 20 to 25 minutes to create a gateway. So this is one of those things that it's not going to be instantaneous. It has to set up a lot of things on the Azure backend. So just allow the necessary time for it to complete. However, while that's going on, we can do the same thing for the East. So let's go ahead and click on New, Networking, Virtual Network Gateway. Okay, in this case, it is VNet-East-GW. Everything else the same, VPN, route-based, standard SKU. Change our location. Yep, it's back to East, so we're good there. Click on the virtual network. Choose VNet-East, public IP. Same thing. We need to create a new one here. So at the end, we're going to add IP to it. Click on OK. And that all looks good. Let's go ahead and click on Create. Okay, now that deployment is underway, so it's building that gateway as well. While that's happening, let's go ahead and define the local gateway. So we're going to add networking, local network gateway. And so the local network gateway is where you are defining your on-premises Edge VPN device that Azure is going to connect to. So we're going to go ahead and define that here. Okay. Consistent naming, VNet West Gateway Local. So that signifies this is the local gateway for this network. Our IP address, 123.45.67.8. Okay. Now this goes ahead and resolves here. Obviously, this isn't my actual VPN gateway, edge device address, but I'm using this just for this demonstration. Now I'm going to add in the address space. So these address spaces that we defined for our on-premises network, I'm going to go ahead and put in here 10.10.10.0/24 and 10.10.11.0/24. Okay? So these are the networks that I want Azure to be able to contact through this VPN tunnel. So this is essentially setting up your routing table from your defined space in Azure back to on-premises. That's the proper subscription. We need to choose this right resource group. This is for West, so we need to choose West Network. And we need to match the location of West US. Okay, that all looks good. We'll go ahead and click on Create. Validation successful, and now that one is kicked off as well. Now we need to do the same thing for the East networking. And we go down to virtual local network gateway. Okay, VNet East Gateway Local. IP address, we're going to connect to the same on-premises VPN edge device, so we'll put that same address in here. Okay. Add in my on-premises IP ranges, .0/24, 10.10.11.0/24. There we go. Choose the right resource group, East Network, location, East US. All right, everything looks good. We'll go ahead and click on Create. And there we go. And that's off and running. So now we'll go ahead and we'll let these complete, and then I'll come back and we will continue the connection. Okay, now you can see that the deployments have finished for the gateways. So now we can go ahead and go back here, look at all resources. And we see we've got the VNets, including the gateway, the public IP address, and the local gateway for each of them. Okay, so let's go ahead and connect the local gateway to the Azure gateway for VNet West. Okay, we're in here, one connected device. So you can see that the gateway is connected. What we need to do now is create a connection. And what that connection is going to do is it's going to tie this gateway to our local gateway down here. Okay, so to do that, we click on New, Networking. We scroll all the way down to the bottom here, and we create a connection. Let's configure the basic settings. This is a site-to-site IPsec connection type. It's the proper subscription. Let's choose the right resource group. This is West Network, our location. West US. Okay, we've got that. Click on OK. Now here's our connection settings. So in here, we're going to choose the virtual network gateway, and that is the West gateway. You'll see that the East is grayed out, and the reason is we've chosen this to be deployed in the West region, so it automatically grays these out. Says the virtual network gateway is not located in West US, so we couldn't do that anyway. So choose the proper one. Now we're going to choose our local network gateway, VNet West Gateway. We'll click on that. Now it's going to go ahead and make a connection name, VNet West Gateway, VNet West Gateway Local. And now what we need to do is enter a pre-shared key. Typically, what you want to do is go to a site like randomkeygen.com and grab a 256-bit web key and put in here, but you can put in anything that you want. Okay, so that is my pre-shared key. I'll go ahead and click on OK. This is the summary. This is everything that is going to happen for that connection. It's going to go ahead and validate it. It's successful. And so now it's going to go and submit that deployment, and it's going to connect those. Let's do the same thing for the east. Networking. Connection. Again, this is a site-to-site IPsec. Resource group, East Network, location is East US. Choose our virtual network gateway, which this time is East. Choose the local network gateway, this time it's East. Again, we've got our connection name here. This is VNet East Gateway to VNet East Gateway Local. Pre-shared key. This is my PSK. Click on OK. That's my summary. It looks good. I'll go ahead and click on OK. It'll go ahead and submit that deployment. Should finish here in just a second. These go very quick. And in the meantime, we can go back to all resources again. And we can go down and look at the connection that we created for West. Let's go ahead and look at that. Okay, and that's got all of the information. So here's the status. It succeeded. That just means that it was built out properly. There's no data in, there's no data out. It shows the virtual network it's created, it's connected to, and both the virtual network gateway and the local gateway. Okay. If you need to go back in later and look at your pre-shared key or change it, that's where you do it. Okay. Now, if I just go and look at the VNet West itself, you'll see on the overview, I've got the connected device, VNet West Gateway. Okay, so it looks like we've got everything. Now, the east one has also finished. Let's go and take a look at that. And there we go. Status unknown. It should say succeeded here in a minute. There we go. Okay, so now it succeeded. So once I configure my on-premises VPN device, this status will change to connected because it will automatically connect these, and now your gateway is established and you'll see these data in and data out numbers change. Since I didn't use a valid IP address, it's Azure is attempting to connect, but it's not going anywhere. Okay, so we've got everything connected. Our virtual network is now fully deployed. I'll go ahead and close all of these. Back to all resources. This is everything that we've built out so far. So now we have completed the virtual network build out and we're ready for the next step, which is building out the VMs. That will happen in video number 3. Thank you very much.